Wow, it's very beautiful, and I've dreamed of coming here 1,000 times, Mrs. Bond. It's very kind of you to take us here.
Call me Pauline after class, please.
Okay. Here's the executive mansion of the President of the United States. And from this book, it is on the south side of Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., facing Lafayette Square.
You've been here only 2 weeks, and I think you know a lot about America.
I tried to read everything about America when I knew my parents would send me here to study. Pauline, would you like to tell me anything else about this building? Its design is really simple but stately.
You see, the building is constructed of Virginia freestone. The main entrance is a portico of high Lamaic columns reaching from the ground to the roof pediment. The main building is 4 stories high. The east and west terraces, the executive office, the east wing, and the penthouse, and a bomb shelter have been added. In the White House, there are 4 state reception rooms. The East Room is the largest and most formal of them. Large receptions are usually held in the East Room. The elliptical blue room is the scene of many social, diplomatic, and official receptions. The red room and the green room are used for private and quasi-official gatherings.
It was designed by James Hoban, wasn't it?
Yes, and George Washington chose the site. It can be said to be the oldest public building in Washington, and its cornerstone had been laid in 1792. John Adams was the first president to live here. This building was restored after being burned in 1814 by British troops, and the smoke-stained gray stone walls were painted white. Despite popular myth, this cognomen was applied to the building sometime before it was painted. The name became official when President Theodore Roosevelt had it engraved upon his stationery. Part of the house was rebuilt on a steel supporting frame from 1949 to 1952. The ground covers about 18 acres.
With broad lawns, fountains, trees, and gardens, they are most attractive. Look, Pauline. Nora and Michael are taking photos. Let's go and join them. I figure this way of teaching is much better than staying in the classroom reading American geography.